This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
Mihi aroha kia koutou katoa, kua tai mai nei ki te tautoko i tēnei kaupapa. E kaupapa Pauri. Thank you everybody who has arrived here to support this, to stand in solidarity with Orlando. We acknowledge the lives that were lost, the people who were harmed, the whānau and friends of all the people affected by what happened there. We thank Inside Out for the speed with which you pulled this together, giving us an opportunity to be here and express the pain, the grief, the anger that we share for what has occurred. It is a sad reminder of where we are. I've heard it said that this was an act of senseless violence. I would say that that is not actually true. I would say in a world where systemic homophobia, biphobia and transphobia exists and is supported by state and religious structures, in their minds it's not senseless at all. I'm proud, this Te Whanawhana, all of us to be here with you, and because we stand here in our own mana, we stand here in solidarity with Orlando and with each other. Nō reira, tēnā koutou, kia ora koutou katoa.
Hi everyone, my name is Bella and I'm one of the co-chairs for Inside Out. Firstly, we just wanted to say thank you all so much for coming. You all look really beautiful. The candle lights are real nice. I'm not going to do much talking. I'm just going to say thank you, and I'm just going to introduce the people that are here, because this isn't our platform as Inside Out. This is a community's platform, and this is everyone's opportunity to take a moment and sort of say thanks and be together as a community. So the first person that we're going to ask to speak is Mayor Celia Wade Brown. So,
Enga iwi, enga mana, enga reo. Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa. And I'd like to thank Inside Out for bringing us together tonight, for bringing together lesbian, gay, bi, trans, intersex people, and all of your friends in the capital, from whatever country. I'd like to acknowledge the American Ambassador, Mark Gilbert, and the support from the US Embassy. I'd like to thank the staff that have been able to light up the Michael Fowler Centre to show the world that Wellington is a beacon of love and a beacon of hope. And that symbol, the rainbow, that sunshine through rain, is so important to us. It's also about the equality and appreciation of ethnic diversity, of belief systems, of the freedom to choose to express a religion or to choose not to have a religion. And that is what we stand for in Wellington, and thank all of you for being here tonight. Our thoughts go to the people of Orlando, those who have died too early, those who are in critical care, and all their friends and family, and the things they never got to do. We stand with Orlando. Kia ora.
Thank you for that. Next, we'll ask Mark Gilbert, the US Ambassador, to say a few words.
Ina mana, ina reo, manuhiri I taia, tēnā koutou katoa. Tēnā koutou mai tōku whenua, Amerika. Tēnā koutou mai tōku rangatia matua, Barack Obama. Ko United States Ambassador, Mark Gilbert o. Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa. What happened last night in Orlando should never happen anywhere. We shouldn't have to gather in groups like this to pray for those who are in critical condition, to mourn those who have been killed by a senseless act of violence. I know that we all pray and hope for the day that we can all be treated, that men and women are all created equal, that we can pray for the day that this senseless violence stops, that we can pray for the day that we can all live in peace and harmony together. on behalf of President Obama and the people of the United States, I want to thank you for being here tonight to show your solidarity with the people of Orlando from my home state of Florida. And the outpouring of support that we have received from all throughout New Zealand, from our old friends and from new friends. Thank you for being here. Thank you for what you do. Thank you to Inside Out for putting this together so quickly. And thank you for standing with the United States. Kia ora.
We'd also like to say thanks to all the MPs that have taken time out of their schedules to be here. So a handful of them are going to say a few words. So to start with, we've got Jan Logie.
It's hard to know what to say in the face of such horror and a sense of our family being under attack and so many lives lost. And that sense of familiarity with the hatred that created this attack. I think when we come together and we stand in our diversity and acknowledging that the world is a better place when we're all able to stand in our difference, then we are standing up for the possibility of a better world. And we know, and sadly, the hate crime in Orlando was another reminder of how much work we have to do. That there internationally, the world is in a contest to celebrate those on one side who want to celebrate difference and those who seek to repress difference. And as I'm proud to be able to stand with you in that celebration of difference. Kia ora.
Kia ora matata. In June, in the United States and in the Northern Hemisphere, it's Pride Month. I had the privilege to live in the US for a couple of years, and I can tell you that June is the month in the calendar. It's a month when pride parades, activities take place. It's a month where the bars are fuller. It's a month where a lot of people choose the time to come out, to be who they are, because there's so much joy and celebration about being who we are. And into that month of pride walked someone with so much anger and hate. My heart goes out to the loved ones of everyone in Orlando who was killed or injured. My heart goes out to the futures that will never be, the lives of huge potential that will not be lived, and to a community in Orlando that is grieving, and to the whole of the United States. It's those people who we must think of tonight, whose lives will never be the same, and we have to send, and we are sending our love, Araha, to all of those people. But the other thing that I want us to think about tonight is the importance of never ever letting hate win, of making sure that we as a community, an LGBT community, and our wider affirming supporters always stand together, always stand up for love, for understanding, for acceptance, and for pride and joy in who we are. Tonight, we're standing for all of those values, the things that in our huge rainbow of difference draw us together time and time again. that we do believe in those values. We believe in a community that says you have the right to be who you are and we will support you in that. Tonight in Orlando, those values have been challenged. It is our job to stand up and say once again, kia kaha, we stand together, we stand strong as a community. Love is love. It will always conquer hate. Kia ora.
E ngā mana, e ngā reora rangatira mā, ngā whānau, ngā whanau, ngā takatāpui, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou katoa. Firstly, to te whanawhana whānau, kia ora for opening our hui tonight in a way that enables us all to come together. I'd also like to acknowledge the leadership of Inside Out and Bella, who used Facebook to communicate with a few of us to ask us to be here tonight. To Mia, Celia Wade, thank you for your leadership. Mark, it's always nice to see you. I hope you know how valued you are as part of our community, being the ambassador for the US. And to all of us who have come here tonight to stand in solidarity with our whānau in Orlando, I want to mihi to you. Mihi to our members of our LGBTI community, but our broader community. I think I'm incredibly proud to be one of our out and proud MPs in Parliament, and an opportunity for us to come together to show how much love we had. I want to thank Grant for the words that he used, because it's at times like this we can be divided. But I think this is when we have to pull together. And to Afi, members of our Muslim community here in Aotearoa. So I particularly want to acknowledge our Muslim community in Aotearoa, because the Islamic State does not exist here. The Muslims who live in our country are Muslims who, like us, have LGBTI members of their whānau, and they love them as much as we love ourselves and each other. So the tolerance that we must display isn't about being tolerant of Muslims here in Aotearoa, because the Islamic State does not exist. But what we have to do, as Elizabeth highlighted, is be ever vigilant of Islamic State ideologies that say women are less and that our community is less. And so the challenge for us is to continue the fight to be free and equal in dignity and rights. And so what we've done by coming together is to show the strength of our community, but also the ability of our community to be clear about who the enemy is. And it's not our Muslim brothers and sisters here in Aotearoa. So I've chosen to focus on that because I hope that we will show, as we have done with a lot of human rights advancements here in New Zealand, that by talking together through whakawhanaungatanga, through our ability to come together, actually we can overcome a lot of hatred, a lot of prejudice, and actually show the way forward. It is about moving beyond tolerance. Actually, it's about having an appreciation and a love for the diversity that is Aotearoa New Zealand today. So I'm happy to be here with all of you, showing our solidarity. Nō reira, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou katoa.
So that was timed really well, because internationally at 6:30 there is a minute of silence, and we thought that we would do that as well. So if everyone would like to just take a moment. Okay, so the next person that was going to speak on behalf of the Human Rights Commission was Rakesh.
He honore, he gloria ki te atua, manarongo ki te whenua, whakaro pai ki ngā tangata katoa. Ena mana, ena reo, ena rou rangatirama, tēnā koutou katoa. I bring with me condolences on behalf of the Human Rights Commission, as well as the leadership of the New Zealand Muslim communities. I have a statement that has been prepared by Richard Tankersley, a commissioner at the Human Rights Commission, as well as Hazem Arefe, the President of the Federation of Islamic Associations of New Zealand. New Zealand's Muslim leadership and communities and the New Zealand Human Rights Commission condemn the violent shooting tragedy in Orlando, Florida. We are outraged and shocked at this despicable crime, and our thoughts are with the victims of this cowardly attack. We stand alongside all victims, and we stand against this appalling violence, which must never have any place in our civilized, democratic societies. Our response to hatred is humanity. We stand together in solidarity against hate, all forms of homophobia, violence, and intolerance. New Zealand Muslims and the New Zealand Human Rights Commission urges all Kiwis to stand together against this hatred.
Next up, we've got Rebecca, who's going to say a prayer for us.
If you pray, then please join me. Creator God, giver of life, mother and father of us all, comfort those who mourn this day. We pray for the Latin community in Orlando and all the people of color in our society and in America who are oppressed and marginalized. God of the oppressed, hear our prayer. We pray for our LGBTQ siblings and takatāpui here who are persecuted and vulnerable, even in places we consider to be safe. God of refuge, hear our prayer. We pray for the Muslims in America and in our society, that they be protected from the senseless reactions of the intolerant. God of shelter, hear our prayer. We pray for the church, that we may acknowledge our sins of silence and of hate, and for the strength to fight for the oppressed. God of justice, hear our prayer. We remember all those who have died, especially all the victims of the Pulse nightclub shooting, all of whose names are known to you. God of hope, we thank you that not even death can separate us from your love. We pray for the survivors, for victims, friends and families, and all who mourn, that they may feel your comfort for them. God of love, hear our prayer. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Amen.
Next up, we've got Daisy, who's prepared a speech.
I woke up this morning to find that 50 of my family were killed and 53 others were hurt. I'd spent most of the day in tears and shock before finding out about this event and decided that I need to take some action. I think we can all agree how close to home this hit us. Most of us, I'm sure, would have been to a gay bar at some point. Sometimes you just pop in on the way home. Sometimes you go out with the purpose of trying to meet someone. But most importantly, you go out to have a good time. You go to a space where you know you will be safe and you will be respected. I cannot even imagine going out with these intentions to a safe place to not return home at all. My last partner and I met in a gay bar. We fell in love and we spent a wonderful year together. I can't help but think how many potential lovers may have met that night only to not have been given that opportunity. But as a community, we owe it to those individuals to continue to be true to ourselves, continue to spread nothing but love, and continue to make our community proud. We must pay respect to the lives lost, but we must also rise above the hate And at the end of the day, love is the foundation of this community. It is the most powerful force, and it will always prevail. Educate, continue to be loving, and continue to be yourselves. Do not succumb to the fear that this event was intended to provoke. We're stronger than that. This is another obstacle our community has been thrown, but we will jump over it with more drive and more power. Do not let this dampen your spirits. Instead, and excuse me for the cliche, continue to let it ignite the beautiful flame that is the gay community. To the gunman, I am sorry your life was so short and filled with ignorance and hate. That's no way to live. To his family, I am sorry you'll now have to bear the weight of his actions on your shoulders. I can't imagine how many death threats and hate you'll be getting. And most importantly, to all the family, friends, and anyone affected by this event, I am sorry. I'm so sorry for your losses. You will continue to have the support from the worldwide family of the gay community and its allies. You are not alone. Stay strong and continue shining bright like the diamonds you are. Thank you and rest in peace.
The next person who's on my list, but it's got a TBC next to it, was Marnie. Were you still wanting to speak? Fantastic.
Kia ora, everyone. Wanting to speak, I don't think that's the right word. Like many of you, I heard this story on the internet. America is a place I've gone a lot. I've been a member of this community for over 50 years. That's not why I'm here tonight. I'm a counsellor. And what I want to remind everyone tonight is the importance of community. Remembering the extraordinary person that you are and doing what some of you have done tonight, which is reach out and talk and remind each other how precious and important we are. There's been a lot of talking tonight about being a counter to hatred. And sadly, tonight reminds us, big picture, what our community is about. So please, look after yourselves, talk, cry, laugh, and above all, remember what an extraordinary community we are. It's a community that has its own problems, and often we focus sideways. But a day like the last 24 hours reminds us of what is important. Thank you, Mayor Celia Wade-Brown and the other speakers. But I want to acknowledge the fact that our town hall is a rainbow tonight. And the extraordinary things that do go on in Te Whanganui a Tara. Hold on to that. Thank you, Tabby, for asking me to speak. Just look after yourself and be gentle, all of you.
Now, we'll have the mic open for a little bit. So if anyone has anything that they'd like to say, now is your opportunity.
My name's Hugo, and I remember when I was at high school that I was incredibly blown away with how homophobic an environment it was and how incredibly proud and moved I was to see a transition in recent years, or what I've perceived to be a transition, and to see such a sort of a parallel shift between what I've experienced in this society, in this nation, and this horrific event has inspired this this poem that I want to perform for you. And I want to credit my friend Lily for having the courage to write a poem before me, to to represent her feelings on this event, because otherwise I don't think I would have had the courage to do so. So thank you to her also. Outpouring of love and blood-soaked alchemy, call to prayer, call to poetry, blood-soaked fists and faces and ink-soaked letters already submitted to by the dead attendants. And the freedom won was threatened with hatred and steel, as wounds were plugged with silks in the dark ordeal. Hatred reduced that human soup to faggots and squeezed at trigger firing metal jackets, whose tips cut flesh and splattered faces with crimson. They could not stand against his fractured reason, but simply ran in chaos to place of safety, as the gunman turned his hateful weapon strafing and bearing black flag with his words professed, riddling rainbow banners with hateful zest, sanctified by false god of hate who blessed his hatred and made it purer than victim's blood. Outpouring of love purchased at terrible cost, 50 dead whose 50 lights were lost. When concentration camps were freed, the gays were left to serve their time. Their saviour's mercy did not extend to them like other souls they did defend. And so they were twice victimized, once by the enemy and once by familiar eyes. And in times to come, their love remained illegal, but they bore it strong and proud like a legion's eagle. And then, when in several states and several nations the freedom to affirm their love was granted, an injustice of the past at last supplanted, came a man who stood feet firmly planted and vanquished their security with steel. Thank you.
Kia ora whānau, ko Lucretia St. Redfern aho. Yeah, I just kind of wanted to thank everyone for being here tonight. I was, I couldn't sleep last night. I turned on the clock radio to try and get me to go to sleep because I thought, oh, you know, national radio, that'll do it. No, not so much. Oh, look at me making jokes to cover up the grief. Yep. When I was walking down here, I just had this real sense of grief and also gratitude that here we are all again having a candlelight vigil. And it kind of helps me make sense of some of the things in my life that I've struggled with. I've had mental health issues. I currently take quite a lot of antidepressants in the morning. I've had a number of my friends commit suicide, and then I kind of remember, right, there are people in the world who want to kill me dead, and that's pretty stressful to live with. Yeah, just a little bit. And you all are, you know, it's all I have. You know, I try and talk to my straight friends, although there's probably lots of straight allies here, yay. And they're kind of like, oh, you know, it's not that bad. There's like marriage equality. And I'm like, yeah. Awesome. Although I know that Lewis Silverball's standing behind me. Anyway, I'm going to shut up now. Thanks, everyone.
Kia ora toa, o Joanna Bisa tōku ingoa. My country, tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, never felt so wrong. I walked around work feeling very alone today, so thank you, Fano, for not making me feel alone anymore. I had to watch my friends in Florida's newsfeed today as they reached out to our brothers and sisters in the queer community. and ask them to tell, to call their parents, so they wouldn't worry. So this feels like a big hug. So thank you.
Just to reiterate, as a fellow American who's been back and forth from here and California and being queer, I thank you. And my brothers and sisters in America, thank you for this kind of support. Sometimes we don't think that this is enough, but when we see this globally, it means a great deal to those in the States and those who are struggling constantly. I think also those who get to see this in countries where there is no freedom, but they see this kind of gathering, it gives them hope. So I thank you for that.
Kia ora whānau. I want to thank you for being here because it's that sharing of community that makes tragedies like this so much easier to bear. Last night, my partner said, there's something really bad happening in Orlando, and so I went to social media. And there on the Facebook page for the nightclub, there were people sharing from within the club how they were trapped and trying to get out. There were parents that worried about their children who were in the club. There were people saying, my daughter's in there, what's happening to her? And 25 minutes later, she's out, she's safe. And all around the world, there were people starting to comment. There were people from New Zealand, Australia, Germany, the UK. There was actually a global outreach of people expressing their concern and love and wanting this not to be the tragedy that it obviously now is. But that's the thing, that it's... As tough as it is, it's easier for us to cope when we're together like this. So thank you all, especially Inside Out, for organising this and all the speakers, because trying to cope with this by ourselves individually is just so hard. And here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, we do have that community to help us. So I think of the people who are alone and trying to cope with such hatred in their homelands, and I thank you for the support.
Hello, everybody. My name is Alexandria Tasker. I run the Queer Network New Zealand Facebook page, as well as the Trans Network Facebook page as well. I would just like to say a big thanks to everybody on social media who helped put this together, and it was actually a great honour to actually be able to spread this event to all those who are actually following my pages. I would just like to do a Buddhist chant for all those who have passed away.
Nam myo ho ringge ko. Nam myo ho ringge ko. Nam myo ho ringge ko.
Thank you. Kia ora, everyone. My name's Joe. First of all, I just want to say a massive thank you for all being here. I'm so privileged that we live in a country where we are so widely accepted for our differences. But then there's countries that are not. And seeing today, on the news feeds, on news itself, is absolutely heartbreaking to know that there's people that aren't being accepted, that there's people being suppressed for who they are. And it's hard. My thoughts and my heart and my tears today went out to the people of Florida, of Orlando, of anyone that's connected to them, for all the talent, the lives and the souls that are lost. Words can't even describe how much it hurts, how big of a hit it is to the community. But like was said, it's so much easier knowing that we can gather, that we can support each other through situations like this, that we are one. As a community, we stand and we can stand strong in who we are. And that is what makes us special. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. I got back from the States about 2 weeks ago now. And had my travel plans not gone differently, I would be in Florida right now, which was quite terrifying this morning. But I wanted to tell you all a story in three parts and non-linearly, because that's always fun. So this morning, like many of us, I woke up to a multitude of news alerts telling me that something had happened. I looked to my friends who were in Florida, who were traveling, who were not immediately accessible to me. Like many of us, I was worried. Like many of us, I spent all day stressed and anxious. And I wanted to tell you all about someone who I met while I was in the States. His name was Arthur Coley, and he was a founding member of one of the gay Mardi Gras crews, one of the actually now the largest gay Mardi Gras crew. And he told me a story when I was speaking to him about the Yuga crew, the first ball, the first gay Mardi Gras ball that ever happened was the Yuga crew, and it was raided by police because this was 50 years ago when being gay was still illegal. And during this raid, people were arrested, some people escaped. The queen of the ball, who was dressed in drag and in rhinestones, was hiding in a bush as the police came through with searchlights. And as the searchlights hit her, she lit up like a Christmas tree and said, apparently, "Well, take Mama home then." And I'm telling you this because I want to emphasize the importance that gay bars have in our community, not just now, but historically. Because when the news of this happened, Miss Dixie of Miss Dixie's Bar, which was the gay bar of New Orleans at the time, opened up the safe behind the bar, took out all the money, handed it to her bartender, and told him, "Bail everyone out." No one from that raid stayed in jail. Their names were released because it was a crime at the time. They suffered in their jobs in a way that we hope that we don't have to anymore. But no one stayed in jail because pinnacles of the community like these bars exist. So this morning, with anxious hearts, I remembered this story because we can be strong when we're together. That's how our community gained strength. That's how our community survived. Arthur, again, told me that he didn't think, and his friends didn't think, they were doing anything special. They just thought that they were having fun. And I hope that as we continue to change things, that we don't think we're doing anything special either. I hope that everything we do seems natural and normal. And I hope that now, as we're standing here with wax burns on our fingers, that we can all continue to be not very special right now, but really special in 50 years. Thank you.
Good evening, Rainbow Fano. I'm privileged to be here from Australia, and I just wanted to let you know that in Australia, the candlelight vigil will be happening at the same time, only 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours later, that we in Australia are with our Kiwi brothers and sisters during this terrible time of this Orlando massacre. It will go down in history as much as the Stonewall Revolution happened a little over 30 years ago at this time. And I think it will give us enormous strength to always pull together and be proud of who we are and what we can do. But this terrible massacre just reminds us that there are still more places to go and more work to do. So I'm privileged to be here with all my whānau tonight.
Kia ora, my name's Kate. It's been a very long day. I just wanted to say that we're all here together and that this day has been very disheartening, and all day I've been sitting in class trying not to cry or vomit or just lose it because I'm angry and I'm sad and I'm scared, and as a young queer person, it it's hard because I think, is this my future? Is this my life? Is this what it's going to be? And I struggle a lot with hope, but I wanted to say that seeing everyone here with your candles and everyone here together is really helping me hold on to that and is very meaningful, and thank you, everyone.
It was Latino and Latina night at the Pulse. This is about 20 so of the names of the people who died there. Excuse my Spanish. Edward Sotomayor, Jr., 34. Stanley Almodovar, the third, 23. Luis Omar Ocasio-Cabo, 20. Juan Ramon Guerrero, 22. Eric Ivan Ortez Rivera, 36. Peter O. Gonzalez Cruz, 22. Luis Vilima, 22. Kimberly Morris, 37. Eddie Geronimo Justice, 30. Daryl Ramon Burt II, 29. Donica Drayden, 32. Alejandro Martinez, 21. Anthony Luis Loredicia, 25. Jean Carlos Mendez Perez, 35. And Frankie Jimmy De Jesus Valaquez, 50. That's probably only half of the people who died.
Kia ora tātou. Someone spoke as a very young person. I could be the oldest person here. Any advance on 72? Wow. Well then. And somebody else spoke about the next 50 years. I can tell you about the last 50 years. I can tell you a little about the last 65 years. It was worse. It was very bad. So, for young people, it gets better. And it has got very much better, and it can get even better. The rest of the world can have what we have. And I'm sure there are still issues we need sorting out yet. Adoption, I don't know. But you fellas sort that out. My husband brought to my attention what someone at Orlando said from the tragedy, the disaster. We will dance again. Please remember that. We will dance again. And we will keep dancing. And we will never stop dancing. Kia ora tātou.
Hi, my name's Ella, and I can personally say that I'm terrified to be up here right now, but I know that everyone here is going to be so proud of everyone that has spoken and just expressed their own opinions today. Honestly, I was also terrified before I came here because I thought that I was going to be one of the couple people that actually showed up, but I am so thankful to all of you for just showing up and showing your support for everyone here. And I know that I am so lucky as a young queer person to have all of you here today. I'm sorry if there's a scene coming up, but I just know that some of you may have loved ones that you have lost today, I am not sure, but I do know that we have all lost a big deal today because of this hate crime. I was talking to my friend today, and she said she was scared because she didn't know how there could be ever so much hate in this world. And I'm not sure if I'm making any sense at all. My mind is blank. but I told her to not be scared, that we have such a large community of people who are here to help, and that she should feel safe in her own body. And that was also the day that she came out to her parents. And I was so proud of her for just everything that she had done and how safe she felt and how I got to hold her in my arms as she was crying and thanking me. And I would just like to say thank you to all of you. If you have ever helped someone come out or if you have ever supported someone who has come out. And again, I'm not sure if any of this makes sense to you, but thank you.
Kia ora whānau. Many of the first speakers spoke about how we would reject any retaliation against Muslim communities. And I just wanted to say I am one of the LGBT members of the Muslim community. And usually after an event like this, I would be afraid for other people that are like me in the sense that they are Muslims. But today it was different because I think the world is tired of that narrative. When you look at the social media, all you see are the people rejecting the narrative of blaming Muslims. And I don't know how to speak for how Muslims in America feel right now. But for Muslims in New Zealand, I don't feel fear today. But yeah, so while I also wanted to tell my story of how I found out about this event, because it is different to how other people have said it today. I did not find out when I woke up this morning, because last night I could not sleep, because my mind was racing, I could not shut down, because I was terrified. My mind would not stop giving me images of my transgender girlfriend being attacked. My mind would not stop giving me images of how I would not be able to protect her. And while we have come together today to still fear, we have come together to show each other that we are not alone. But it is not just these communities. There are the people that did not come to the events. There are the people that will not even mention it. There are the people that you don't know are struggling. Because when I spoke to her this morning, her response was that she was afraid still. She feared, even in New Zealand, to even leave the house again. She didn't want to leave the house. She was so afraid. Because even in these loving communities in Wellington, people in the LGBT community, we live in the perpetual fear that is created all around the world. Because today's event was an act of terrorism. And while we mourn the victims in Orlando, we must also remember the other victims of the terrorism aspect. And they are not the people that you would expect. There are the people that won't even mention it. So please, while you have come together today to show each other that you are not alone, I ask, please reach out to the people who you don't think are struggling. Just reach out, remind them of your friendship, remind them of your acceptance, because it is not a one-day event. It is our lives. And the fear needs to be needs to be conquered every day. The courage to find the courage to leave the house, to go and continue dancing, it needs to be found every day. And we need our communities every day. So please reach out to the people who didn't come, to the people who you don't think it that way they will find it important to come. Just keep reaching out every day. Thank you.
Kia ora koutou. For the dignity and respect of our dear brothers and sisters that have passed and gone to the light from this very, very sad very, very sad situation in the nightclub in the evening. I honor your souls. I pray that you go to the light, and to respect and pride of our gay community throughout the world, I think sincerely of each one of you that has passed into the next dimension. Proud Americans, land of the free and the home of the brave, this is for you.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed, at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, all the ramparts we hailed were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? The land of the free and the home of the brave.
Was there anyone else that wanted to say anything? Okay, so I just say a handful of thank yous. So thank you everyone for coming today. Thank you for finding the bravery within and the courage to come, and the warmth, because it's a bit nippy. And thank you to those, the MPs and Mark Gilbert, who've taken time out of their schedules to be here. So I'm going to pass over to Te Whanawhana now, who will close this for us. Thank you.
Kia ora. Because we are the amazing, creative, multifaceted people that we are, we can hold our grief with our anger, with our love, with our hope, and with our expectation that things are going to change dramatically over the course of each of our lifetimes. Our finishing waiata is Tūtira mai ngā iwi, which means that we will all stand together as one as we search for enlightenment, for knowledge. We do so with love. We stand together as one. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta